wanted the best.
You got the best.
The hottest band in the world. Kiss.
What are we waiting for?
Strange Ways Podcast. That's retarded. Hey, greetings from Jadell. It's Jody Havnot. I'm here with my boy Andrew Kiss. And we were actually supposed to be doing an episode of Rock and Roll Radio, but due to time zone oddities, didn't happen tonight. We're going to reschedule that. So stay tuned for that on my other podcast, Rock and Roll Radio. But tonight, we figured we're already on Skype. Let's talk a little bit of Kiss. So what's up, buddy?
Not much. How are you doing?
I'm all right, man. Kind of bummed out that we're not doing Rock and Roll Radio, but, you know.
What you going to do?
Yeah, let's talk Kiss instead. It's always a good time. So, I don't have any topics. You got anything?
not really. You got to put me on the spot. I don't know.
Yeah. Let's talk. I got a quick idea. Let's talk a little bit about just our favorite. Let's run down the Kiss records and just offer up your favorite track if you had to pick one.
And, from each album.
Yeah, if you could only have one off this record, you know, what you gonna take?
Sounds good, yeah.
Let's start with the first one, obviously. What you got?
I got 100,000 Years.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't like that one?
I love it, man, but damn, it's just, you know, the first album, there's just too many to choose from.
Yeah.
So you're still gonna stick with 100,000 Years?
Yeah, honestly, like, they're all great tracks, but the studio, that one, track for that one's just awesome. I don't know. It's hard. It's a tough pick because you obviously got Deuce, you got Black Diamond.
Right. I think I'm going with Deuce, man.
A classic, yeah.
I mean, for me, it always comes down when I start thinking about the first record. I always think of Deuce, and I always think of Let Me Know.
Oh, yeah.
Because of the history of that, and then, but then Deuce is like the classic starter, and anyone who saw Kiss, which is a live entity, that's how they started it for years, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just classic. And then after hearing JR tell us the story about fucking, he's saying it, and Paul's eyes are getting bigger on the side of the stage with each word, it's just fucking awesome now. I love it even more now. Mm-hmm. So thanks, JR, for that, brother. And, so we're going to move it on to Hotter Than Hell. If you got to pick one, what you taking?
That's my favorite album, so that's a tough one for me. Everyone laughs. It still might be All the Way. Like, I know everyone says it's crap or it's filler, but for some reason, that's the one I listen to the most off of that.
It's kind of an odd riff for Kiss. It's the one that kind of stands out to be a little different, right?
Yeah, but I also really dig that chorus as well. That or Got to Choose.
Fuck yeah, man. Got to Choose. There's really just too many to choose, but you gotta choose. But it's how can you ignore Parasite, brother?
Oh, why are you doing this to me? There's so many.
That's what I'm saying. Coming Home is like one of those great Kiss classics that only really got its due a little while on Unplugged, you know what I'm saying? But I've always loved that song. I don't know what I would pick.
I don't really like the title track.
That's probably the weakest track on the album.
That's my least favorite for me.
If it would have been played like it was played on Alive, though. Yeah. You know, a little more up-tempo.
Still, it just really doesn't do much for me either.
What about that last riff? That's fucking heavy. You can't tell me it's not.
Oh, that part's great, but I think the verse and the chorus are pretty boring. I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm still going with All the Way. I'll be the weird one, and feel free to post all your hateful remarks on the comment section. But yeah, I'm going
all
with
the way.
I'm
gonna go with fucking Parasite, bro. You know, what I mean?
That'd be my second choice. Yeah.
It's hard to not choose. Got to Choose, though, man. I fucking love that song, but I think I might save that for Live. But anyway, we're gonna take it on a Dress to Kill. What you got?
That's gonna
Come on, man. Rapid fire, brother.
Oh, no.
For me, Dress to Kill, I'm going Love Her All I Can right off the bat.
I was thinking of that. That's a probably anything for my baby for me.
Love that fucking song. That is my number two choice. It's hard to choose Dress to Kill, but when I think of it, you know, I've always had a thing for both of those two songs. So it's, yeah, I'm going with Love All I Can.
All right, and I'll go with Anything for My Baby.
Then we're going to take it into Alive, and I'm going to stick with, I think I'm going to go with Got to Choose. I've always had such a love for that version on Alive, man, of that particular track. Mm-hmm. And not that everything else on their record isn't fucking superb, but I've always had something for that Got to Choose, you know. So I'm going with that. What are you going with?
I'm going with Deuce.
Classic.
Yeah.
With JR's intro, and Paul's eyes are about to bug out of his head. It's fucking awesome. He's growing in stature on stage, JR said. I always thought that was cool.
Yeah.
So you're going with Deuce. I'm going with Got to Choose. And then we're going to take it to Destroyer. And obviously, I'm picking Beth. Not. What are you going to pick, though?
King in the Nighttime World, probably.
Yeah, I could see it. I mean,
Destroyer altogether, I'm really burnt out on, and I hardly listen to it nowadays, but probably that's my favorite track on there.
I absolutely love that song, too. You know, we've covered it, obviously. I love it. But I'm going to go with Flamin' Youth today.
Oh, yeah.
You know, this list could be different from day to day, but today I'm picking Flamin' Youth. I always loved that song. And interestingly enough, we actually covered that like 10 years ago, but we never have released it, really. But, whatever. I'm going with Flamin' Youth. It's a great fucking song. And when I was a kid, besides the whole flaming thing, by the time I was a kid, that was kind of like had negative connotations, right?
Yeah.
But I did identify with the regular verse and everything, how my parents think I'm crazy and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Classic, if you're a teenager, you know, listening to that. So I'm going to go with Flamin' Youth, yeah. So now we're going to take it on to the Rock and Roll Over. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking Take Me.
Damn.
Yeah.
I think Take Me too, but I don't want to pick the same one as you, so I'm going to go with...
All right.
I'm going to go with Making Love, because Ace fucking scorches the lead on that motherfucker.
Fuck yeah.
Oh man, what's one of Ace's finest moments? It's a burner. Mm. And you know, we've talked about all the weird stuff involving that song, so go back to previous episodes if you want to hear the take on Making Love and how it's just a bit on the rapey side.
Just a bit.
Yeah. And so what comes after that? Love Gun comes next, and I'm gonna go with Got Love for Sale. Oh. Curveball for you.
Yeah, apparently.
What do you got? Shock Me.
I Stole Your Love. Like, honestly. It's...
Right. I knew you were going to pick that. That's why I went for Got Love for Sale. Because I wanted the same as we just talked about.
Yeah.
But yeah, I Stole Your Love is fucking phenomenal.
It's just, kicks ass. Yeah.
Dude, yeah. I wish Kiss would have stayed in that vein and just stayed there.
Mm.
Like, everything just rocked, you know. Like, I always kind of heard. You know, me being Mr. I'm punk rock, dude, so I always kind of think in those terms. But, like, to me, a lot of those songs on Love Gun is kind of Kiss's reaction to punk rock.
Mm-hmm.
By 77, punk rock was, you know, big shit. So, I don't know, Kiss just kind of stripped it back and just went, you know, straight 4-4 rocking. And it's pretty badass, I would have to say. But I really like Got Love for Sale, though, because... That's the best Gene song on the record for my money, and I've always had a thing for, I guess it's like a 12-string that interjects on the chords once in a while. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Sounds like a 12-string. Mm-hmm. And I just always thought that was cool. You don't hear that on a lot of Kiss songs. And that's why I picked that one, other than not wanting to pick your song.
Oh, thanks.
Right. I mean, we can agree, obviously, but mm-hmm. it's just more interesting if we have two to talk about from each record, right?
Yeah.
So after Love Gun, they drop what? I guess, I think for Alive 2, since it's kind of two separate beasts, we gotta divide it up. Let's go with the favorite live track first.
Probably God of Thunder.
Right.
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna go with the frickin' Ladies Room, dude. Dez style.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's just such a kick-ass version of it. And that's it's, you know, it's almost impossible to choose one off of Alive 2. I love Alive 2. Probably more than their first Alive. But, like, I even really dig the versions. You know, we've talked about it before, you and I, but I love, like, Tomorrow and Tonight and shit like that.
Really?
Sounds great, man, to my ear. I don't know. And the killer version of Making Love. And
Oh, yeah.
It's a great version of Detroit Rock City. I mean, the whole album pretty much smokes, I think. I don't know if you... It kind of taints your view of it once you find out that it's not even really live and all that shit. But for me, it really doesn't.
It still rocks, sounds kick-ass. Still good, yeah.
So what do you think on the studio side? Are you going to go with Rocket Ride?
Yeah, still Rocket Ride.
Right. Yeah. And I'm going with All American Man just to be the other side of that.
I used to... Like, the last time we actually talked about any of the Alives, I said I didn't really like that as much, but now I've been really digging that lately.
Oh, what's that, the fourth side?
No, just, like, All American Man.
Yeah, it's a good one, man, yep. I think. Maybe it's because you're not American, brah.
Maybe. I'm a 6-foot, average look.
All Canadian, man.
Yeah, just doesn't have the same.
Yeah! Ow! The smoking lead by Bob Kulick, dude. Yes. You know, he's a fucking ripper. And he wasn't. He was trying to play like Ace, supposedly, and, you know, it doesn't really sound like Ace to me in the least, but, still pretty kick ass, regardless. So I guess we don't even have to fuck with Double Platinum, you know, unless you just want another Kiss song to talk about. I would, you know, there are some differences, like. Let's just talk about the Strutter 78 for a second. What do you think of that crazy shit?
Yeah.
I don't really care for it that much.
I don't listen. If I'm listening to Strutter, I'm just listening to
Alive.
You know, yeah, or, well, obviously Alive, yeah, but just for in terms of studio tracks, just like the original album.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. My friend Charlie, this Kiss freak that I know, he always, when we were kids, he used to always talk about how at the end of Strutter 78, like, Paul's crying and shit when he's doing it, you know, the ad libs and such. That always struck me as pretty funny. Paul's crying at the end, shit. But I actually, we've talked about it on previous episodes, but I always liked that the version of Hard Luck Woman on Double Platinum, you know, where where the drums aren't in for a little while at the beginning.
Yeah,
I think that's a good. I think it's better than the studio version. Honestly, that's the version I prefer. What do you think?
No, yeah, I always, I prefer Double Platinum for that.
I actually like Do You Love Me on Double Platinum, too, a lot. It sounds like the background vocals are mixed a little higher, and I don't know, I really dig it. I think it sounds cool.
Yeah, never really liked that song, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah.
To each their own. I think it's a great one. But, so, after Double Platinum, we're talking solo records, right? Let's go. What's your favorite Ace one?
Rip It Out. Oh, actually, no. Fractured Mirror.
Yeah, Fractured. Yeah. Killer. I'm going to go with... today, I'm sticking to... I'm going to go with Ozone. I've always had a little something for that song. It's one of the best ones on the fucking record. Who are we kidding? Fucking rocks. So, what about Paul?
Wouldn't You Like to Know Me? Definitely.
Oh, fuck yeah. Classic. That's like a power pop masterpiece. But I'm going to go with... Tonight You Belong to Me. No, I'm gonna go with I've been digging on like Take Me Away lately. It's so fucking triumphant, man. And you know, Paul's wailing on it vocally. Fucking kicks ass.
Yeah.
We need to do a breakdown of the solo album sometimes. We did like that episode a while back where it was like our top whatever, top six, Sweet 16, I believe.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That wasn't really that in depth, you know. We need to get on that sometime.
Maybe we should do like four episodes and just like talk about each solo album.
Exactly. That's what I'm thinking. So yeah, stay tuned for that, Strange Ways listeners. It's a good idea and I think we're going to do that sometime. But anyways, for Paul's, we already picked those, right?
Yeah.
I almost went with Hold Me, Touch Me. No, I'm just kidding.
I was about to say.
There is a really fucking kick-ass guitar solo on that song, though, man. It's very, I don't want to say Prince-esque, but yeah, damn it, it's Prince-esque. It's kinda, it's pretty badass. I think Paul actually played that solo, and it's pretty fucking good. It's one of the best ones on the record, I think, whoever played it. But anyways, I don't have anything for Peter Criss, so what do you got for Gene?
When You Wish Upon a Star.
Yeah.
No, Mr. Make-Believe. Mm. Actually, no, sorry. I'm Man of a Thousand Faces.
Oh, that's a classic, too.
Yeah, gonna have to go with that.
I think I'm gonna go with... I really like Always Near You, but whenever I like make a CD or do something with it, I always fucking edit that crazy shit on the end off. I don't dig on that when Gene's doing the, what do you call it, vocal acrobatics. Yeah. And, it's way too high for my demon, you know?
Yeah.
Turns me off every time. But the leading up into that, you know, I always heard that it is labeled as too, you know, nowhere to hide. So the Always Near You part, I fucking love that. I'm going with that. All right, we're going to edit off the end part where Gene sounds ridiculous. Did you want to pick a Pete or Chris song?
Not particularly.
All right, yeah, I didn't think so. Sorry, Pete or Chris lovers. I love the guy too, but his album is a fucking dud.
Yes. Yeah.
Anyway, so then we break it into Dynasty, right?
Yep.
Is that where we're at?
Dynasty to our Australian listeners.
Right. Straight off the bat, I'm going with Magic Touch. Classic.
Oh, yeah.
What do you got?
I got Sure Know Something.
Again, classic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Dynasty gets a lot of bullshit, but it is a fucking great record. But yeah. For me, when I was like getting all these Kiss records when I was a kid, you know, Kiss was already out of makeup. Everyone knows the story. So when I got Dynasty, it was like maybe the 10th or 11th one that I got. And loved the poster inside and all that, of course. But I just didn't like it, man. I don't know how to say it. I just didn't dig it that much. I liked Charisma.
Charisma.
Right. And I liked Charisma. And I didn't even really like most of it at when I don't know, man. When I was a kid, I was getting Kiss records whenever I could find them in the like at Main Street Records, right? So anytime I had some extra money, I'd go there and get whatever I could find. And when I got Dynasty, I think I also got a New York Dolls record, which eclipsed Dynasty, like, totally. But anyways, I just didn't listen to it much. And, you know, a couple years down the line, I started getting interested in the whole Dynasty era, you know. And so I was going back and checking it out, and I became a fan of it. And ever since then, you know, years and years later, I'm still a big fan of Dynasty. And I think that's
most Kiss fans as well. Like, the first time, like, you're used to, like, Rock and Roll Over, and then, like, you hear this, and then it's just, I don't know, it's quite a bit different. So,
I don't hear it as being all that different, except it's kind of a thinner, really compressed, like, production. But I don't hear it as some disco record, and I don't even hear I Was Made for Loving You as disco in the least.
I can a little bit.
Can you see it? To me, it just kind of sounds like
It's maybe just the video that just seems very disco, and that's ingrained in my mind now.
Right. And when I think of disco, I'm thinking like, you know, I don't even know, like Burn Baby Burn, Disco Inferno, and all this shit from like Boogie Nights. And Kiss doesn't sound anything like that to me. And if they would have had the right production, that would have been one of their heaviest songs to date, I think, because it's all, you know how it is live, it's heavy. Yeah. And you know,
well, Paul often says that, just like, this is how it was intended to sound.
They should have just like scrapped all those weird choo choos and all that. Yeah. You know, that's my weird sound effects. But and like, instead of Paul doing that goofy falsetto crap, I think if he would have just sang it in his normal voice, it would have been so much better.
Well, they're trying something different too,
right?
And hindsight's 20/20, so
yeah. I mean, I don't slag him, and I've never had some serious hate for that song, but you know, I don't see it as disco. And even when like those interviews, Kiss is all like, Ace is talking about how it's like a rock disco and shit, but I just don't hear it that way. And I think they were just kind of using the tag of the times to kind of like try to sell some more records, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Kiss by then were already following the trends, and so why not follow that one too? But anyways, on to the next one. We're talking Unmasked. What do you got?
Easy As It Seems.
Love it.
Yeah.
Man, I've always loved that record. It was the second Kiss record I ever owned, and believe me, I played it to death.
Yeah.
And you know, my first one was Dressed to Kill, so it's like pretty different ends of the spectrum, but to me as a young kid, it was all just Kiss. So I was like, I didn't know, you know, anything about them changing that much. You know, I didn't know anything about anything at that point. I was like maybe 9, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, I love Unmasked and I love Easy As It Seems, but lately I've been digging on, and I even noticed it when I was, you know, I don't really listen to the episodes once I've spent all this time editing them.
Mm-hmm.
But usually, like, maybe a couple weeks later, I'll, you know, smoke a little bit, check one out, and see how the, how my work, you know, is ending up for people to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
But I noticed that in a shit ton of episodes, I put this song in it, and it's Found Out What Makes the World Go Round. Mm. Or I guess it's What Makes the World Go Round is the official title. But I've always... I never really thought of that as one of my big favorites, but apparently it is because I put it in almost every episode.
Yeah.
And when I'm doing those, unless we're talking about something specifically, I'm just playing Kiss shit that I like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so apparently I'm really fond of that one, so I'm going with that one.
All right. not something I would pick, but yeah, as you said, to each his own.
To me, that one's like, I don't know, it's kind of in that Hall & Oates Kiss vein, like we've talked about, but I think Paul sounds fucking great, and it has his classic riffing. It's just weird production, you know, we've all talked about it a million times. With the right production on Mask could have been a fucking masterpiece. I'll say I'll say it.
Hey, this is Adam from Kistery Science Theater. You are listening to the Strange Ways Podcast. Rock on.
Okay, so they come out of Unmasked. What's next? The Elder. What do you got? The Oath?
I was gonna pick The Oath, but I'm actually going with I.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Right on,
even
man.
Though you kind of tainted it for me a few months back.
Hey, man, I've got a new respect for that song after hearing Ken Barr talking all about it.
I'm still seeing, like, the Rockettes, like, dancing or just, like, some sort of big musical finale. But
kind of greasers and socias fighting.
Something like that, but it really does have, like, Lee Conrad said that on KST, shout out KST for their, for their Elder episode. He said that it was one of those ones when you're down, it just really helps you get back up, and that's been doing... it for me lately. Like whenever I'm feeling a little down, I just crank that, and you know, it just gives you a lot more self-confidence,
right? You know? Dude, I believe in me.
Yeah, exactly. And that's just, it's really helps. So gonna have to go with that, but The Oath is a damn close second, because that's like the heaviest thing that Kiss has ever written,
right? And I'm in agreement with you on both of those, but you know what I'm gonna go with?
What
I would normally say Only You, and I fucking love Only You. It's one of the greatest Gene Simmons pieces of work, I think. But I was listening to The Elder the other day, and Mr. Blackwell came on, right? I've never really had a whole lot for that song, but gosh damn, man. Ace, his lead on that's fucking incredible, bro.
Yeah.
And I'm picking Mr. Blackwell, believe it or not, just because Ace is fucking tearing it up, man, in a weird kind of almost like... It almost kind of is a it harkens back to like his Strange Ways lead. It's kind of all over the place and just a little bit on the psychedelic side.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty fucking cool. And I'm going to go with Mr. Blackwell, believe it or
not.
Right on. Okay, so we come out of The Elder. Kiss is feeling like they're flopping. And yeah, they were. So they want to be heavy again. So we're talking Creatures of the Night. What do you got?
It's good. I was going to say... title track, but probably I Still Love You.
I love I Still Love You. That was my choice too.
Oh, okay. So then I'll.
I actually have a little asterisk or whatever to attach to that, though. It's like I don't really so much love it here on Creatures, but you know, obviously this is where it comes from. But
best performance of that, in my opinion, is on the Live to Win Live DVD.
Really?
Or whatever the name's escaping me. Paul's yeah, just when he was promoting that, said One Live Kiss or something.
Oh yeah, that's great.
Yeah, that's
to me. It's the Animalize Live and Uncensored.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, he fucking rails it on there. Still pretty new at the time.
Mm-hmm.
He still was We're talking the height of Paul Stanley acrobatics, right?
Yeah.
Dude's killing it. It's just amazing. And even on a Live 3, man, if I'm going to listen to Live 3, that's the track.
Mm-hmm.
But it's hard not to pick Creatures of the Night. It's a fucking brilliant tune. I love that song. But anyways, we can't pick them all, right? After Creatures, we're talking about a transitional phase. Kiss takes the makeup off. We're talking Lick It Up. What do you got?
Probably All Hell's Breaking Loose.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Right on.
It's just like, it's so ridiculous that it's just awesome.
It's a pretty killer riff, though, yeah. You know? Sounds kind of, I don't even know how to describe it, but killer, you know? I'm going to go with, I would normally say A Million to One, right? That's always been my big favorite on the record, but mm-hmm. lately, man, I've been, I don't know, I've been digging on Fits Like a Glove.
Really?
I love that song, man. Yeah. That also goes back to the Animalize Live. I'm a huge fan of that. Anyone who listens to this show is probably sick of hearing me even say those words. But it fucking kicks ass, dude, you know? And on there, especially, so I'm going with Fits Like a Glove.
Right on.
There's not a whole lot of songs, you know, that talk about hot knives and butter.
Butter.
You're right.
Sorry, I'm hungry.
And I am a fan of, like, when Gene does a super scream. That scream kind of is, like, in the vein of the Deuce scream at the end of Deuce.
Yeah.
The high pitched Gene. He also does it on Unholy.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool when he does it, man. You know.
Oh yeah, man.
I like it. So they come out of Lick It Up. We're talking one of my big faves, Animalize. What you got?
I got Thrills in the Night.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going with I think I'm gonna go with it's either between Get All You Could Take or I've Had Enough. I think I'm gonna go with I've Had Enough.
Solid choice.
I've always, I've probably even talked about it on here too, but I've always loved that bridge section where it just gets so triumphant. Paul's mm-hmm. like standing there, I've got the power. Like fucking He-Man, you know? It's awesome. So, we're going to go with Asylum. I already know yours is All Night. Mine's with, Who Wants to
Actually,
Be Lonely?
I'm changing mine.
Yeah, are you really?
What's up? Just after listening to our Asylum episode,
you like any way you slice it now, huh?
Yeah, okay. I'm gonna go with I'm Alive.
Nice.
Yeah.
Pretty fucking heavy.
Mm-hmm.
I think I might change mine for today too, and I'm gonna go with King of the Mountain.
Oh, nice.
Some uplifting rocky music, yeah.
Yeah.
So and now we're getting into some dangerous shit here. I don't even know if I can pick some. No, I can. I totally can. We're talking Crazy Nights, man. What do you got? What do you got? What do you got?
Oh, jeez.
That's a hard one, right? It doesn't really come to mind right off the bat. I'm going Reason to Live, dude.
Ooh.
No. Yeah, well, I don't know.
I'm going to have to go I'll Fight Hell to Hold You.
Another Rocky song, right on.
Well, it's just so epic.
Yeah, it's King of the Mountain Part 2, bro.
Pretty much, yeah.
You know? I think Crazy Nights... I'm going to have to go with Bang Bang You.
Really?
No, I don't know, man. I actually really do like Reason to Live, and I'm not afraid to say it.
My second choice would be Turn On the Night, but...
I do love that one as well.
Mm-hmm. That's a tough one, though. I used to, I used to not like it at all, really, but just I'm surprised at the amount of favorite non-makeup Kiss songs are on Crazy Nights.
There are some good ones, man. Yeah. Yeah, I know.
It's a really solid album.
Yeah, man, at the time, it was just one of my favorites, you know. Mm. I was drinking that Kiss Kool-Aid for sure back then.
Well, I don't think it deserves all the shit it gets now. Well, maybe some parts, but, I think it is a really decent album.
Yeah, I mean, I could do without a lot of that production and the big keyboards and all that, but the songs themselves are pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Betrayed, that's pretty fucking heavy. Is that on Hot in the Shade?
No, that's, it's on Hot in the Shade.
Okay. Well, what do you got on Hot in the Shade? Well, what's next? We got Crazy Nights. I guess Hot in the Shade was next, right?
Yep.
Was Smashes? But no, Smashes was after that, right? I can't remember.
Thought it was before.
Well, if it's before, what do you got between the two new songs? Rock Hard or X and Sex?
X and Sex.
I'm going Rock Hard. Next.
Sorry, phrasing.
Right. Right. yeah. Okay, so then we're talking Hot in the Shade. What do you got?
I gotta read my body.
Nice. I throw that song in the trash can.
I hate that fucking song, brother. Yeah, I hated it for a while, and then I just like kept like just going to like laughing at it, just listening to it ironically to loving it. It is so stupid, absolutely ridiculous. Is that or Hide Your Heart?
Hide Your Heart is a classic.
Yeah.
What about Forever?
Yeah, it's getting a little too Bret Michael-y.
Can I lead by Bruce, though, dude?
That's true, but that doesn't make up for it that it's another throwaway 80s power ballad. I don't know.
I feel you. I think for my Hot in the Shade, I'm going to go with You Love Me to Hate You. I like that song.
Oh no, I'm going to change mine to King of Hearts.
Oh, yeah, that's in my contention as well.
Yeah.
Both great Paul songs, you know.
The Iron Maiden intro.
Right? It's pretty groovy. So after Hot in the Shade, they did, Revenge?
Yep.
Revenge, I'm going Paralyzed. What do you got, Unholy? What?
Probably I Just Wanna.
I Just Wanna?
Yep.
Yeah. You know my thoughts on that fucking thing.
I know.
Yeah.
And you're like most people.
Right. I think I'm going to stick with Paralyzed. I do like Thou Shalt Not. But,
I think I'm going to stick with Paralyzed. Changes to that, actually.
Yeah, it's a great one. You know, I'm not, you know, we talk about it to death. I'm not the huge fan, but I don't hate the record. Some people have been messaging me like, why do you hate Revenge? Dude, I don't hate Revenge. I just don't think it's one of their greatest. It's not one of their worst, though, either.
Oh.
I mean, anytime you got the Peter Criss solo album in the discography, nothing's worse than that.
Nope.
But
maybe
uh,
Gene Simmons' Asshole.
Yeah, I don't know if you count that though, since it doesn't have the Kiss logo in the corner. Mm. But anyways, so Revenge. What was next? Carnival of Souls, I reckon.
Mm-hmm.
What do you got, man? Childhood
Zen. It's tied between that or Jungle.
Yeah, Jungle. What we should have done was these records break down the Paul and Gene favorites, but it's too late for that now. But I think I most of the time when I think of that record, I think of the Jungle. I just always thought that was a pretty strong tune by Paul. He sounds really good in the chorus. It's kind of him trying to. I always heard it as like their version of like maybe like Wood by Alice in Chains, where it's kind of quiet and then the chorus kind of starts railing vocally.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
But, Paul does it well. So what was after that? Carnival Souls?
Psycho Circus?
No, I guess it would have been You Wanted the Best, right?
Oh, shit,
You want to count that?
We didn't count Alive 3 either.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about Alive 3.
One, two, and then
I always forget Alive 3. It's so forgettable, bro.
Yeah.
Well, we might as well give our thoughts on it real quick. I'm going with I Still Love You, probably.
Oh, excellent. Probably Creatures.
Right, I was going to say, Creatures is pretty fucking awesome on there.
It's a kick-ass opening.
Yeah, there's a couple good songs on it. I don't know. It's just not one of my favorites. Never listened to it at all. Unless we're going to be talking about it. That's the only time you hear me pulling that
fucking you and me both
piece of shit out. Okay, so Psycho Circus.
Let's go with the You Want the Best.
That's
still one of my favorites.
Yeah, I was going to say that is one of your big records.
Take Me.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Jay Leno interview at the end.
Ooh.
No, I'm just kidding.
That is a great interview, though.
Yeah, Take Me does sound great.
Where exactly are these balls?
Right.
Sorry.
I think that I'd probably go with Take Me. I do like that two-timer on there. I don't think I've ever heard that live.
Ultra heavy. But Take Me, especially on there, is contender to one of my, at least in my top five Kiss songs of all time.
Nice.
Take Me.
Oh, yeah, it's a classic. How come you didn't pick it on Rock and Roll Over? Or did you?
I did.
Okay, cool.
Oh, or did I?
Huh. I don't remember. I thought you had said I Want You, but who fucking knows?
No, I said Take Me.
Okay, okay. Yeah. And I picked Making Love, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, okay. Anyways, where are we? Psycho Circus?
Yep.
What do you got? The song?
Yep.
Title track?
Pretty much. Although I do like We Are One because it reminds
me
of
the Kiss
Army roll call.
Right. Yeah. I love that fucking song, and it's just a well-crafted piece of work by Gene, you know? I like his.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit on the Beatlesque side, and I dig that about it. Yeah. I'm going We Are One. Yeah, for sure. Then what do we got?
Boom.
Boom, boom, boom. I think that, fuck, dude.
Gonna go with Say Yeah.
Yeah, me too, me too. I do like the one that Eric Singer sings. I can't remember what the fuck it's called, but it's pretty good. I want to say... it might be All for the Love of Rock and Roll, maybe?
Yes.
Fuck if I remember.
I haven't really paid attention to Sonic Boom too much.
I didn't either, man. It was like one of those ones I, you know, purchased it, listened to it once, filed it away. I didn't like the Modern Day Delilah at all.
I like that song. It's all right.
I didn't really care for that one. And so, like, I was already kind of going into it, going, eh, you know. But there really wasn't anything on the record that stood out to me, and still really doesn't. Say Yeah actually is a pretty fucking good song, though. But at the time, it was kind of like overlooked by myself.
Mm.
Okay, so then after Sonic Boom, we're not going to talk about the myriad of fucking compilations. So we're going to go into Monster, correct?
Yep.
I don't know if I'm going to go with Freak or Shout Mercy or...
those are my two ones as right. well.
I mean, those are the standout tracks, obviously. Yeah. I do like Wall of Sound.
Mm.
It's a pretty heavy riff. Gene sounds pretty good on it, but yeah, man, Freak is to me the hit of the record, and there's no reason they shouldn't be playing it live.
Yeah, it's an anthem.
Right. But you know how Kiss is, you never know what they're going to do. They don't quite know, they don't really have their finger on the pulse of Kiss fans, I don't feel like.
No.
You know, they've been, I don't know who said it, but someone said, man, they've been doing the same show basically since they started. They came up with this idea, the show, and they've been doing it basically the same ever since, you know?
Yeah.
So they don't really know what the fuck's going on as far as what their fans are wanting, I don't think. Unless, no. Like, Tommy's telling them or something, you know?
I think, yeah, he's the guy for that. Just,
right.
The fan connection.
Right. But anyways, we want to keep this as a mini-sode, bro. We're going to wrap this one up, and it's a fun little excursion. Quick fire, rapid fire kind of thing. And we are going to do this Tegan and Sarah thing coming up for my Rock and Roll Radio for September. August episode is up as of today, so go out and check that out, people. Make sure you keep listening to Strange Ways. And, you know, check out the promos at the end of this for all the other cool podcasts to check out. And once again, I'm Jody Havnot.
I'm Andrew Kiss.
We'll see you.
You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world.
Kiss!
It's your place for all things Kiss and some... for broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
History Science Theater. The most civilized?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck me. Come on.
Respectful.
Just imagine Gene with like a washed-up bass. Boom, 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 boom.
And serious.
No, wait. Excuse me, Bob. You're going to come over and do my album.
Kiss Podcast on the web. History Science Theater. We bust balls because we care.
Doctors define modern rock disorder as a sudden, intense drop in musical taste affecting all facets of the victim's lives and the lives of those around them. Over 20 million Americans suffer. Do you? Is your newfound love of Axe body spray, leather wristbands, and mountains of hair care products driving those close to you crazy? Has your overwhelming desire to crank Nickelback, drink a sixer of Natty Ice, and yell at girls from the back of a pickup truck seriously impaired your work or social life? The Decibel Geek Podcast offers new hope. The Decibel Geek Podcast, the only podcast proven effective for MRD. MRD hurts. The Decibel Geek Podcast can help. Visit www.decibelgeek.com to begin the road to recovery.
Podcast Rock City.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City. Join me each and every week as I give you my opinion on all the KISS topics and news of the week. I talk about every era of Kiss with a number of guest hosts from all your favorite Kiss podcasts. Check the show out on iTunes, Podomatic, Stitcher, and YouTube. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Podcast Rock City, your 20-minute Kiss fix.
Someone, somewhere is needing to hear from you. Someone needing to know that you care. Care enough to give the gift of Podkist. Tell a friend about Podkist today. Download us on iTunes, friend us on Facebook, and rock your ass out. Podkist.
I'm afraid I've given you all the time I can spare at the moment, my dear. You'll have to come back. Thank you, and goodbye.
I love you.